Hello there and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery. I haven't been on the air for a while. I've been flat strap with my university studies, but I've got a short and sweet episode for you today about a topical news item, and it's an issue that I've talked about before, and that issue is spit hoods. I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. And I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. I've spoken before a little bit about spit hoods and their use on children. Now, sometimes, as we know, words can be used to hide the true meaning of things. So in Queensland, they've been referred to as safety hoods. On Monday the 19th of September, the ABC reported, Queensland police will no longer use spit hoods in watch houses. And that's an article on their website. So the Queensland Commissioner, Katerina Carroll, has made this announcement, but groups are calling for things to go a lot further. While it's great that there's a policy that these so-called safety hoods won't be used anymore, people are calling for it to be enshrined into law. Some of those groups include Change the Record. Their co-chair, Cheryl Axelby, has previously spoken about how it's unacceptable to put a bag over the head of someone who's in distress and has described this as cruel. We also have Sisters Inside making similar calls. If any of you have read 1984, you might remember the way that words are used in particular ways to give different messages and to toe the line. I think that calling these spit hoods safety hoods is starting to do a very similar thing. Perhaps they did start out as safety devices for the people who attend prisoners and maybe for the prisoners themselves, so I really fail to see how. But as was pointed out in this article by some of the groups like Sisters Inside, police have access to personal protective equipment that should serve as protection against the kinds of things that these so-called safety hoods are trying to protect them. Just here for this very short and sweet episode, it's not that sweet because it's about a pretty terrible policing practice, but there's some sweetness in it, in that Queensland police have said they're not going to be using it anymore. If you think that this is something that requires more action, if you think it should be legislated, please get in touch with Queensland's politicians and tell them what you think. If you think that this is in accordance with human dignity, then I would urge you to think about what you can do to encourage the Queensland government to legislate a change. You'll be pleased to know that these things have been outlawed in many states and territories in Australia, but it's quite heartening to see that things are moving in Queensland as well. Now, I understand from the perspective of people doing policing, you don't want to be bitten, you don't want to be spat upon, you're trying to do your job, and that's something that I also have sympathy and compassion for. But when someone is in custody, their liberty has been taken away and the balance of power does not lie with that person. Thank you so much for listening. As I said, this was short and sweet. If you can want to find out more about this issue, in particular in relation to Queensland, if you go to ABC News, 19th of September 2022, and look for the article, Queensland Police Will No Longer Use Spit Hoods in Watch Houses, Commissioner Katerina Carroll says. Thank you so much for listening to this very short episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I hope that you found it informative. I hope that you found it positive that some things are heading in the right direction with regard to this issue of spit hoods that I have spoken about before. Have an excellent day.